Thank you for your regular and generous support of Issues Etc. in the past year, 2008. A good summary of my hopes for Issues Etc. for 2009 are St. Paul's words to the Colossians. Pray for us, too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way that you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Thank you again for your support of Issues Etc. We'll continue defending the faith, teaching the truth, and making the most of every opportunity to proclaim Christ and Him crucified. All right, now it's time to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We've got four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We're going to play them for you. They're a little bit longer this time. We're going to play them for you, and then we want you to vote for the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can vote for one you like, one you think is ridiculous, one you think is funny, one you think is outrageous. Your reasons are your own, just to give us a call. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. And vote, give us the one you're picking and tell us why, or you can email your votes to talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite of the week for this week, number one, comes from Scott Klusendorf, and he's talking here in this first soundbite about the flawed logic of moral relativism.
I remember at UCLA one time I was with a group called Justice for All, helping them with a campus display that they take all over the country. And it contains huge, professionally airbrushed depictions of abortion. And a guy came up to me, and he had 30 young women around him. And he came up to me and said, "Well, I think every woman should have a right to choose. You can't tell me morality is objective. It's totally up to me to decide." I said, "Tell me this. Is it wrong to rape women for fun?" He said, "Well, it might be for you, but that doesn't mean it's wrong for other people." And I said, "So you're telling me that raping women for fun is a personal preference?" He said, "Yes." And then I just stepped back and watched all the women around him just devour him. You see, at that point, I had illustrated that his position was simply that if you truly believe morals are relative to individuals, it's really hard to argue how rape can be wrong. And the women that were observing this conversation caught that immediately. And boy, did they have some things to say to that young guy.
That's soundbite number one, Scott Klusendorf. Do you think it ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-6943. Callers get top priority in voting. 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two for your consideration. Pastor Will Whedon describing Simeon's encounter with the infant Jesus.
As he goes into the temple that one day, he sees Mary. He sees the child. And I've always pictured it in my mind. He is staring at the child. And he starts his, you know, old man's doddering way across the temple with his arms held out, arms that will not be denied. He wants that baby in his arms. And so she hands over the baby to Simeon. I believe he looked at the baby himself as he actually said the words of the Nunc Dimittis, this great song, "Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word." In other words, "Lord, I can die now. It's okay. My eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people." And then look at what he calls the salvation. What does he call the salvation that's for all people? He says, "A light to lighten the Gentiles, a light for the nations, and glory," which is another way of saying light, "glory for your people Israel." And he sees in the baby the light of the nations, the glory of Israel, the fulfillment of every promise of God. He's ready to die, because he knows that his Redeemer now is in flesh and blood, and that every promise of God will be fulfilled in him. This is the one who will forgive all sins. This is the one who will trounce on death and leave it in the dust behind him. And so Simeon is ready to go in peace.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Give it some thought and then give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. We're playing Issues Etc., soundbite of the week, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It's a montage of Evangelical Lutheran Church of America's presiding bishop, Mark Hansen, on the Gaza Strip conflict.
It is clear to me as a Christian and a church who affirms the principles of just war that what is occurring in Gaza does not meet the criteria of just war. There must be a withdrawal of Israeli troops. There must be an end to rocket attacks launched from Gaza by Hamas on Israel. The violence in Gaza is becoming a great challenge for those of us who are moderate religious leaders, be we moderate Christian voices or moderate Muslim voices. I will meet with the two chief rabbis. We will also celebrate the Sabbath meal in two synagogues. We will end the day in Bethlehem. We've been invited by Orthodox Christians to join them in their Christmas Eve celebration. And in between, I will meet with the King of Jordan.
All right, that's soundbite number three. And here's soundbite number four before the break. Dr. Larry Rast on the two signs of pietism's influence in the church.
I think one of the most important ways that pietism manifests itself is in downplaying the importance of doctrine. If you hear in preaching or if you hear in a Bible study the emphasis on the lived Christian life as what Christianity is really about, then you probably stumbled into a place that's been influenced, again, knowingly or not, by pietism. That kind of degradation of the confession of the faith is one really obvious character of pietism. The other way of putting it is such a strong emphasis on living the Christian life, the sanctified, the moral life, at the expense of the confession of the faith that it almost disappears. Another very obvious one is kind of preemptive separation of the sheep and the goats. And what I mean by that is where people will make the distinction between who's a real Christian, a true Christian, over against a person who's, say, just a nominal Christian, a Christian in name only. And that's one other very basic expression of pietism that you'll see on a week-in, week-out kind of basis.
That's soundbite number four, Larry Rast. Now, I want to hear from you. It's time to vote. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or email us talkback at issuesetc.org. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. On the other side of this break, will it be soundbite number one, Scott Klusendorf on the flawed logic of moral relativism? Soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon on Simeon's encounter with the infant Jesus? Soundbite number three, a montage of presiding Bishop Mark Hansen on the Gaza Strip conflict? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Larry Rast on the two signs of pietism's influence in the church? 1-877-623-6943.
A lot of us across this country are really thankful to be hearing your voices again.
Dr. Albert Moeller, president of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, with his thoughts on the return of Issues Etc.
It's great to be with you guys on Issues Etc. Welcome back. A lot of us across this country are really thankful to be hearing your voices again. It's always great to be with you guys.
We're talk radio for the thinking Christian, Issues Etc. Listen live or on demand at www.issuesetc.org.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to eighth grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Now, only our listeners can cancel us. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Click promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Brent Bultemeyer, Stan Hansen, Chris Zog, Whitney Crick, Jeffrey Sane, Bonnie Smith, Heather Rizik, Emerson Dunlop, Rebecca Owerman, and Pastor Mark Smith. Thanks for your support.
All right, we're playing Soundbite of the Week for the next 10 minutes. We're giving away the, well, we call it the Lutheran Public Radio Bundle Package, the LPR Bundle Package, to listeners with the best reason for their vote. I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, and an Issues Etc. pin. That's a package that goes to one person playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Phone callers get to vote first, or talk back at issuesetc.org, talk back at issuesetc.org. The soundbites for your consideration again. Soundbite number one, Scott Klusendorf, The Flawed Logic of Moral Relativism. Soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon, Simeon's Encounter with the Baby Jesus. Soundbite number three, it's a montage of ELCA Presiding Bishop Mark Hansen, his thoughts on the Gaza Strip conflict. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Larry Rast, on the two signs, among others, of pietism's influence in your church. Let's go to Scott in Oakwood, Illinois. Scott, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hi, Pastor Todd. Great to be playing Soundbite of the Week again. I realize, listening to these soundbites, that two and four are very much related. I'll assert that it is because of pietism that we Christians sometimes don't have the unshakable faith that Simeon had when he saw the Christ. Some of these Christians aren't ready to die because they're worried about the way they've lived their life and don't lean on Jesus for their righteousness. So soundbite number four gets my vote.
Soundbite number four. I was wondering whether he's going to go with two or four. Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for voting for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. So what about the rest of you? It's your chance to win the LPR Bundle Package, a pen, a t-shirt, and a mug, all Issues Etc. fair. Scott's voted for soundbite number four, 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday. It's the 9th of January, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. This comes from Eric in Laurel, Maryland. He says, I'd like to vote for soundbite number one, Scott Klusendorf. I always enjoy learning clever ways to discuss moral issues with people. Eric, thank you very much. Another vote from a listener. This one comes from Christopher. He says, voting for soundbite number three, by the way. I voted for ELCA Bishop, in quotes, Mark Hansen's soundbite. He demonstrates how far the ELCA has apostatized and has become more concerned with political and social issues than preaching the gospel of Christ. Bishop Hansen calls himself a moderate Christian. What does it even mean to be a moderate Christian? It means to be committed to truth as much as it fits some political agenda, not to be committed to the truth, capital T, writes Chris. Chris, thanks for your vote as well. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. A vote for soundbite number four, Dr. Rast writes, Carl in Herman, Minnesota, as usual, he hits the nail on the head. Satan has not changed his modus operandi. In pietism, he performs a dual task in that he appeals to the old Adam who wants to justify himself, and so the Christian finds himself a Pharisee. On the other hand, when told he cannot be a Christian because of how he lives, he falls into despair. Of course, the antidote is the gospel, which the devil hates, but which sends him back to where he belongs, in hell. Carl signs his letter justified by Christ alone, and he votes for soundbite number four. Carl, thank you very much. And here's one from Ron. It says, it's close, but I vote for soundbite four on pietism. And he says he doesn't give us a reason why. He says, I also want to vote for number one, if I may. I'm not going to allow you to split your vote this time. We'll count it down for four from Ron, and thanks for listening, Ron. 1-877-623-6943, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday, January the 9th, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's one from Susan in Texas. Just came back from Texas. I feel like I've fallen from heaven. You know, when you drive back from Texas to the middle of the country, you just feel like you've fallen from heaven a little bit. Say no more. Susan, who's still enjoying the bliss of the Lone Star State, says, I would like to vote for soundbite number 3, the ELCA presiding Bishop Mark Hansen on the Gaza Strip conflict. The reason I'd like to vote for this soundbite is because it seems to be a sign of our times. Bishop Shorey of the Episcopal Church USA has made similar types of statements calling for peace and condemning Israel for strongly defending itself. Both the ELCA and the Episcopal Church USA statements seem to be reflections of the direction our culture, our media are moving toward. And both denominational groups claim to be moderates, yet are in the process of abandoning their denomination's confessions or faith in favor of embracing the priestess or homosexual aberrations, the CEO purpose-driven church growth models, and other such rubbish. I hope that the ELCA and the Episcopal Church USA do not become the new talking heads on CNN, right? Susan in Texas. Susan, thank you very much. That's a vote for soundbite number 3, 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Sharon in St. Louis says, I vote for soundbite number 1. That would be Scott Klusendorf. He took moral relativism to its next logical step and found that there are some things that cannot be considered subjective. Sharon, thank you very much. John in St. John's, Michigan, or in Michigan, I suppose, says, soundbite number 1 gets my vote, but gives no reason. He leaves this a mystery to be pondered. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. And here's a vote from Mark, who emails us from St. Louis. He says, I would vote for Scott Klusendorf on the flawed logic of moral relativism as soundbite of the week. The thought of some poor young man surrounded by young ladies arguing that rape is a personal choice just tickles me to no end. Unfortunately for that young man, he was being consistent to the underlying moral principle of liberalism that being morality is a personal choice. And of course, the young ladies were following the second moral principle of liberalism, that is, unless that choice conflicts with the larger principle of political correctness. Mark goes on to write, regarding Pastor Whedon, I guess now he's just making a comment rather than a vote. Regarding Pastor Whedon, he has forever marred my view of Simeon's encounter with the baby Jesus. He spoke of Simeon staring at the baby Jesus and then walking toward him in an old man shuffle with his arms outstretched. When number one son was born, we lived in Chicago, my in-laws in St. Louis. As he was the first grandchild, Grandma flew up from St. Louis to see him, writes Mark. I picked her up at the airport and drove her to our house. I retrieved the luggage, barely unlocked the door. As I opened it, I was shoved back by Grandma, who proceeded to shuffle toward the baby with her arms outstretched, kind of like Frankenstein, chanting, baby, baby. I swear that the kid's bottom didn't hit the crib the whole time Grandma was in the house. Well, it's an accurate picture, isn't it? I love the picture that Pastor Whedon painted there of a man who would not be denied the chance to hold the Messiah. Still time for your vote. Call now, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. After we're finished with Soundbite of the Week, we've got Hour 2 of Issues Etc. straight ahead. Colleen Carroll Campbell and Uwe Simonetto will join us here in the studio for a religion roundtable, a reporter's roundtable as well, along with Molly Ziegler-Hemingway of GetReligion.org by telephone. We'll be talking about the top religion stories of 2008. The winner of this week's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, Soundbite number 1, Scott Klusendorf, on the flawed logic of moral relativism.
I remember at UCLA one time I was with a group called Justice for All, helping them with a campus display that they take all over the country. And it contains huge, professionally airbrushed depictions of abortion. And a guy came up to me, and he had 30 young women around him. And he came up to me and said, well, I think every woman should have a right to choose. You can't tell me morality is objective. It's totally up to me to decide. I said, tell me this. Is it wrong to rape women for fun? He said, well, it might be for you, but that doesn't mean it's wrong for other people. And I said, so you're telling me that raping women for fun is a personal preference? He said, yes. And then I just stepped back and watched all the women around him just devour him. You see, at that point, I had illustrated that his position was simply that if you truly believe morals are relative to individuals, it's really hard to argue how rape can be wrong. And the women that were observing this conversation caught that immediately. And boy, did they have some things to say to that young guy.
All right, that's our winner this week for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. I have to give, where'd the paper go? The very first guy who called, Jeff, had an excellent reason. I want to send him the Lutheran Public Radio bundle package.
Scott in Oakwood.
Scott in Oakwood, give us a call back, 1-877-623-6943. We'll get your information and send you out the Issues Etc. Pen, travel mug, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. Thanks to everybody who played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. When we come back from this break, it's our top religion stories of 2008 with our reporters roundtable here in the studio and by phone. Monday on the program, we'll begin a five-part series on interpreting parables with Pastor Bill Swirla, and then we'll resurrect something that was unduly, cut short. It was our series on evangelical proof text. We'll talk with Pastor Brent McGuire of Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Dallas, Texas, about Ezekiel 37. Some say that it's a prophecy of the return of the nation state of Israel. We'll see what Pastor Brent McGuire has to say. Monday, our series responding to evangelical proof texts. When we come back, the top story, we elected a new president, a brand new president. The top story has a lot to do with the elections and religion. In fact, the top three stories have a lot to do with the elections and religion. It was a big year for God in politics, 2008. We'll see what 2009 is like when we come back. Colleen Carroll Campbell, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, and Uwe Simonetto join us for our reporters' roundtable. The whole second hour of the program, you can as well. 1-877-623-MYIE. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.